This week in the Coach and Coordinator podcast series, we talk about the Air Raid offense. We get 2 pages out of Keith's notebook about offseason awards and guidelines in recruiting. We discuss the transition in an athlete's life, and we discuss an article about kids not playing football anymore. Monday, we get into Coach Grabowski's notebook about what influenced him to have an offseason award program.
So for this topic, offseason awards, I want to set up the situation in which we used it. I want to preface that by saying I really think this can work in any situation, but we had some particular things we were trying to accomplish and some particular issues we needed to attack. So in this particular situation, we were at a school which is an inner ring suburb of Cleveland. It was really made of 2 communities. One was an urban community, other suburban community, and a huge range of the demographic there. What we found going in is we did have some issues with, number one, attendance at school being on time, for one, and showing up every day. Number two, there were some issues in making sure that the athletes were eligible at the end of the year. Over the course of the last several seasons, they lost some really good athletes who weren't academically eligible. And number three, they were having a heck of a time getting players into the weight room. In fact, the staff before me used to position themselves at the exits of the school immediately when the last bell rang and chase kids back into school into the weight room.
Tuesday, we talked to Coach Craig East about his Air Raid offense and what makes it so effective and one of the NCAA statistical leaders.
Well, I agree with you there, Keith. Practice is everything. I remember being a player, just really didn't want to practice all the time. But, you know, it was part of it, so you had to go out there and put the work in. But what I've learned is, as a coach, it's really not about the game. Yes, we're going to get to the game, we're going to win, but it's really more about practice. And it's about the preparation. It's about preparing our young men to go out and play the game. The better you prepare, the better you play.
Wednesday, the Denver sports professors finished the Smart Coaching Series discussing the athlete's transition in life.
This is a really important topic, too. Like, you start off with one athlete and the coach, you know, or the coach talking about transitions and physical fitness. We want to think about physical, you know, the character, the social, the psychological aspects, all of it, as we're, you know, working with people in real life and thinking about how to help athletes succeed. And it sounds good just to talk about it and to preach it, but the reality of it is it's a lot harder. And what can we do better as a coach and organization to facilitate, you know, the growth and development, you know, what I might call really just the education of these young people that we're working with, so that way they can hopefully make good choices and affect the society and the workplaces and elsewhere, because all of these things start to intersect and you can't just preach, you know, again, work hard or take care of yourself. It's just not an effective strategy. It's not a good intervention, so to speak.
Yeah, well, the challenge is, too, for a coach, right, is some of these athletes are no longer going to be with them anymore, so it's not someone they're perhaps going to see on a regular basis in school, in the classroom. Maybe they're moving on either to college or to industrial work or a trade school or something to that matter in some cases. And in the college level, they're moving on to their job and moving on with their so-called life. And that's probably even a different transition. High school athletes have a different transition where they may be looking forward to college or whatever, and then the collegiate athlete, what's really next for them, and how do we stay in contact perhaps with some of those athletes? You know, go back to the core beliefs and values. We're saying these things, then what happens after the 4-year period? Are we really upholding that value and mission that we have to develop lifelong athletes or lifelong people that are key contributors to society?
Thursday, Keith talks with Coach Jay Stolfi about what can be done to keep kids playing football.
Yeah, I think it's a positive message overall, in that I think there's a lot that we can do that we have within our control to get players, keep players, have them interested, offer fun and exciting programs. I think first and foremost, it starts with gathering a group of dedicated coaches. Coach up your coaches. Every coach should hit the field teaching those same things, all with the same philosophy, so that the kids are hearing one message. So if you're having issues with your program, I would start by finding a coach who could then organize and get other coaches up to speed for your program. And second is just to be realistic. Be realistic about what your program can offer. Have programs and systems in place that can benefit. You know, they're not too aggressive. You're not giving your kids too much to do. Be realistic about your program. Improve it year to year. And I think a lot of people will be amazed at how much fun the kids have, how much they talk amongst each other. And once you can offer a fun and exciting program, the rest of the stuff will take care of itself.
Friday, we go back into Keith's notebook about recruiting guidelines for coaches.
We talked about transitions the other day with the doctors and how it's important to have some kind of transition plan for your seniors as they leave the program. And this is an important part of it for those guys who want to continue their career.
Subscribe to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, and now Spotify. Don't forget to sign up for National Conference at usafootball.com/NC19podcast. And check out our blogs on blogs.usafootball.com.